It's been almost exactly 1 year since record-breaking rains flooded much of the city, and the city's pumping and drainage system couldn't keep up. Later, it was revealed that many of the Sewerage and Water Board pumps and turbines weren't working. WWNO's Jess Clark reports from Pump Station 6, where the board says now all of its equipment is up and running.
15 giant pumps that keep the city from flooding are laid out in a long row from one end of the building to the other. The largest ones have massive steel pipes that snake up out of the floor and through the wall. When rain falls and water rises in the canals, pump station operators make the call to turn these bad boys on.
There you go.
Joe Sensibi was brought in to manage operations at the Sewerage and Water Board as part of the leadership change last year. A giant wheel at one end of the pump whirs into motion, bringing water from the canal up through the pipe and out towards the lake. During the August 5th flood, nearly half of the pumps at this station were down.
Across the board, back in August of last year, there were a number of pump issues. There were a number of power issues.
Sensibi says now all of the 18 pumps that were down are fixed. So are most of the turbines that power them.
The Sewerage and Water Board is in substantially tremendous better shape than it was a year ago. We're prepared to deal with any events that may come with us come this way in the coming months as we work through the end of hurricane season.
Maybe not any event. Sensibi says even with the system in top shape, a weather event like the one last August would still cause flooding today.
To be blunt, we'd still have challenges. The system has a design capacity.
This station alone can pump an Olympic-sized swimming pool in less than 10 seconds. But that may not be enough for another rain event like the flooding of August 5th. At Pump Station 6, I'm Jess Clark.